comes the sun, I say it's all right.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Hoping you had a good Christmas, Matt.
Yeah, same to you, Dick. Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year. To the father of the vaccine, and now the biggest promoter of it, and you know who I'm talking about, the Democrats better start, as we always say, marketing themselves properly and conveying to the public what the opponent really is. Two things, not just the vaccine, now that he's on board saying that he always was and blah, 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 and you know the rest. The other one, let's say the upcoming trials that might start happening, all his minions are going to plead the fifth. He will himself, if he ever has to take the oath, you know, and go before a judge. But just play a constant tape loop of him saying on the campaign trail, if you plead the fifth, you're guilty. It's right there in his own words. And it's right there in his own words that he thought of to take bleach and stick a light up your butt for COVID. You know, this is all nonsense from this guy.
Right. Yeah, you're raising some very good points. I'm going to hit two of them, and one of them is an upcoming topic, which I'm going to hit right now in response to your question, then I'm going to get to another one. But first of all, you're right. If you take the fifth, and I can't believe Trump will take the fifth. I think if he took the fifth, you can't go out on the campaign trail and talk about something you took the fifth on, because a judge will then rule you voided your privilege. The problem is everything they're doing is delaying. He's delaying going to the Supreme Court on his documents. The other hacks who work for him may take the fifth. You know, Roger Stone takes the fifth. Mark Meadows says he's going to take the fifth. Okay, so take the fifth. They're lowlifes. They're not going to campaign for him if it violates that privilege. But so there's that. But secondly, on the vaccine, and there was a fascinating statement by Trump's Surgeon General, a guy named Jerome Adams. He was Surgeon General under Trump, loyal to Trump. And Trump came out the other day, remember, I think it was down in Houston at some kind of thing, and he goes, I just got my booster, you know, I'm vaccinated, I got my booster. And they booed, no, no, please, no, say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so, Joe. That's a reference to Shoeless Joe Jackson in the 19-teens, Chicago Black Sox, they call them, Chicago White Sox. They got bribed and they threw the World Series. Shoeless Joe Jackson was one of the great players, and he deliberately dialed it down. And this little kid, when he was accused, lined up for an autograph, and he goes, say it ain't so, Joe. Well, that's what these hacks down in Houston said to their Shoeless Joe Jackson, which is Trump. They go, say it ain't so. No, 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 no. Well, what's going on here? Trump said he's for the vaccines. Trump was an idiot. Not to take charge of the COVID thing politically as well as pharmaceutically and try to ride it to victory. He was an idiot. He started this thing called Operation Warp Speed. Yeah, he attacked Fauci and Burks and all these other people, but the federal government pumped a lot of money into the pharmaceutical companies, and more importantly, they gave them guaranteed purchase agreements for hundreds of millions of shots. Without that, I mean, the pharmaceutical companies are saying, hey, you want me to bankroll? You want us to bankroll this whole thing? And we don't know who will buy our stuff. Government said, I'll take, you know, $300 million a year. Oh, okay, then we'll do it. All he had to do, instead of sneaking around and hiding that he got vaccinated, which he didn't say publicly afterwards, and he didn't even come out saying it till after he lost the election. Hey, look, you know, I'm the guy that started Operation Warp Speed. And then all he needed was one other thing, like maybe not betray us to Putin or something. And he could have gotten reelected, which would have been a disaster because of his bad character. However, now he is starting to say that a little late. I'm the guy, he said, that did Operation Warp Speed. I'm the guy that put all the money into the pharmaceutical companies to make it possible for them to do it. I'm the guy that gave them guaranteed purchase agreements. Why is he doing that now? And here's a fascinating insight from Jerome Adams, Trump's surgeon general, loyal to Trump, who said that Trump did it after Biden praised him for them. And another guy said, they said something about Trump, his bark is worse than his bite. And the guy goes, that knew him well, he said, he doesn't want to bite. He wants his ears scratched. He is so vain, childishly vain, that Biden came out and said, look, you know, Trump and I had a lot of disagreements, and he's no damn good, and I don't want him back as president. But I got to say, he started Operation Warp Speed, put this money in the vaccines, and then what he did was gave them guaranteed purchase agreements, and that really helped. That praise from Biden, according to Trump's surgeon general, who knew him well, is what caused Trump to then now boast about the vaccines. Say, I took the vaccines. I'm the father of the vaccines. Now, obviously, he's not a scientist. He's not the father of vaccines. But if they hadn't put that money in, who knows what would have happened? Who knows what would have happened? And so there you have it. And there you have it. We're going back to the line. CJ of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Morning, Matt. Thank you again for taking my call. You always do. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Needless to say, I don't agree with a lot of what you say. I love your history lessons. We've just found out recently last week that Joe Biden and his administration turned away the production of testing twice. And you saw long lines waiting right before the holidays with Omicron and Delta well in force. President Biden came into office saying he was going to beat this virus. This virus is beating him. And I'd like to know your opinion, what you think of undocumented illegal aliens coming into our country and then sending them on airplanes, unvaccinated, untested, into all areas of our country. I do appreciate the fact that, you and your party tend to focus on Donald Trump, but more lives have been lost under Joe Biden, and one of his, during the debates, that this man, 220,000 lives have been lost. This man doesn't deserve to be president. And to watch this, to watch the debacles in Afghanistan and everything else he touches, including the border, I don't know how you can defend him. Him and his administration. The other thing, the last thing I'll say is that I do agree with you that a lot of these positions should not be appointed by our governor, but because of our constitutional right to vote. But I also don't understand why you turn that into ending the filibuster. I wish you'd listen to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, like your party certainly taught her achievements over her life. And
right, yeah. CJ, we're going to have to go to a break. You raise a lot of points. I do disagree with you, but I'm always delighted when you called. I'm going to get right to your points right after the break. I have to go to a break now. But you raised a lot of points, and they are going to be responded to. And thank you for your call. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.